KTBB News Time 7:53. Right now it's 48 degrees, and it's time for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB owner and general manager Paul Gleiser.
Well, good morning, Jared. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Uri Berliner is a senior business editor at National Public Radio, NPR. He's been there for 25 years. This week, he did the unthinkable. He pulled back the drapes, threw the windows open wide, and let disinfecting daylight shine into the newsroom at NPR. In a Tuesday Free Press article, Berliner gives up the game on what is still called journalism in America. That someone like me might be critical of NPR isn't particularly noteworthy. But Berliner's article is especially noteworthy because of his inside status and because of his self-description as a Sarah Lawrence-educated, Subaru-driving New York liberal. I fit the NPR mold, he says. I'll cop to that. Well, give the man props. I have met few liberal coastal elites capable of such personal insight. In his amazingly detailed and candid essay, Uri Berliner blows the whistle on the left-wing bias that guides every important editorial decision at NPR. As an example, he admits that NPR went all in on the Russia collusion story solely because they thought it would hurt Donald Trump. Here he is on Barry Weiss's podcast called Honestly.
After a while, we started covering Trump in a way that like a lot of legacy news organizations, that we were trying to damage his presidency, to even find anything we could to harm him. And I think what we latched on to was Russia collusion, like a lot of news organizations, which was, as I write, sort of catnip, although it was just rumors and a lot of it based on pretty shoddy documents or evidence. It wasn't really solid. But I think it was compelling.
In other words, they just couldn't help themselves. He further admits that for as much as they wanted to damage Donald Trump, they, on the other hand, didn't want to damage Joe Biden. So they made a purely political, as opposed to journalistic, decision to ignore the Hunter Biden laptop story. Berliner's piece has muzzle velocity. It's nothing short of a full confession. But the real story here isn't NPR per se. It's American brand name journalism in general. Take Berliner's story, and wherever NPR appears, substitute any of ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, the New York Times, or the Washington Post. The story still stands up. And this story gains significance the more you think about it. It does nothing less than help explain why we, as a society, are at each other's throats. It was Thomas Jefferson who said, quote, "It is to me a new and consolatory proof that wherever the people are well informed, they can be trusted with their own government, that whenever things get so far wrong as to attract their notice, they may be relied on to set them to rights," end quote. But journalism in America has abandoned the mission of helping the people be well informed and has taken up instead leftist political activism. The horrifying results are now on display. To be sure, Uri Berliner is still a coastal liberal, but give him credit, he's at least honest. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. Well, okay, Andrew Salmon says the weather's going to be perfect today. How best to enjoy this simple gift of nature? Well, the patio at the Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall after work this afternoon will do. This patio isn't just any patio. The Grand Tasting Room patio overlooks some of the prettiest real estate in East Texas, where an especially beautiful part of the Keepersall vineyard slopes gently down a picturesque hill. And now that vista is filled with vines that are newly green for the growing season. So you take this visual treat, add in Keepersall's just-released 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon, or if you prefer white, Keepersall's 2023 Texas Vineyard. Grab a light bite to eat, and you and those close to you will enjoy a thoroughly lovely spring afternoon. It's no wonder that Keepersall Estates was named Texas's top winery at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. So go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. You can learn more at Keepersall.com.